welcome everybody to Mad Dogs and Merrill, our edition of our little podcast.
Yes, it's going good so far. Yeah. I like this. I'm glad we're doing this.
Yeah, we got some great guests. Got a great guest coming up this hour here, so stay tuned for that. I'll tell you that. Merrill, spring is in the air. Time to get those grills out, do a little barbecuing.
How does
one go about getting their grill ready?
Well, you know, I'll tell you what, a lot of people got their grills sitting in the garage. I realize a lot of people grill all year long. That's fine.
Or at least they say they do.
Yeah, that's right. So you got to get ready sort of for some spring cleaning is what you're going to do.
That's exactly it.
So what you got to do with on your grill is you go out to your grill, you're going to take your top grate off that grill, you're going to take all the insides out of that grill. And then you know what? When you look down on the bottom of that grill,
it's a gorgeous sight.
Oh man, it's you see it. It's terrible. Absolutely
you got
terrible.
You folks. You got hot dogs, chicken wings, has beans.
Yep, you got. It.
You have something we affectionately call the UFOs.
UFOs.
The UFOs, Merrill. They're not just in the sky. They're in your grill. UFOs. You're one since the late 70s.
Underprivileged?
overly friendly privileged man. An unidentified fried object.
Oh, you got it.
Unidentified fried objects. They're not just green, they're black, they're ugly. And folks out there, don't forget those seared old bratwursts.
Oh, yeah, those SOBs are down there.
They're
you got to
the
take
worst.
Care of that.
They're the worst.
But that said, I mean, people haven't cleaned that out.
Yep.
So you're going to take everything out of your grill, fire up that grill. Let it go for about 10, 15, 20 minutes.
And when you're fired up for that 5, 10, 15 minutes before you get to Merrill's point, look down below and make sure all those burners, if you have a gas grill,
that's true.
Make sure all the burners are working and in good condition.
One way to clean a burner, a lot of times I'll even take little toothpicks or whatever, go around there with it.
Yep, so some of those little spots are little breaks in between your burners. Merrill takes a little pick and goes in there.
Yeah, take a little pick or even toothpick to, you know, clean it up very well.
But you know what I do, Merrill? When it's still going, I take my brass brush, my cleaner that a guy shouldn't be using, and I scrape it over the top of those burners, and it kind of like, as the flames will follow.
That's right. It is sort of a neat effect. I hate to say that, but it really is.
So, yeah.
But I want to make sure a lot of times, you know, clean out the orifice, because a lot of times spiders, like, you know, that could adjust the flow of your gas coming
through. That's exactly right. That's what that little brush you get with your gas grills is for, by the way, is to poke inside and clean out the orifices of those burners. Now also check for rodents. Rodents love, if you have a natural gas or gas in general, rodents love the smell of that gas and a nice little nesting place, if you will.
Yes, they
so
will.
So before you fire up that grill, it's a great opportunity to check all that.
Do that,
but
for
you
sure.
Fire up the grill for about 5 or 10 minutes, you
That's
were saying?
That's right. We call it preheat on high, you know. 5-10 minutes, and then go ahead. After you do that, go ahead, oil the top grates.
No, you shut it off. Take some
rags. Well, you got to shut it off. That's true. I'm
sorry. Yes, and you take some rags or paper toweling or your husband's golf shirt or bowling shirt.
Yeah, all right. Get rid of all the grease, the junk, and the crud down at the bottom.
All those UFOs and the seared old brats,
folks. Yeah, you got it. So after that's done, after cleaning up, then replace the inside of your grill, your top grate, then go ahead and oil the top grate so the food won't start to stick. Then you're starting out with a good clean grill.
But the best thing you can do for yourself is go get and look up where you can go to get yourself a nice little Louisiana grill or a Pit Boss. One of the great sponsors of our television show. And if you don't watch our television show, folks, you got to go to maddogandmerrill.com. Maddogandmerrill.com. Look up where it airs in your area. It airs in 35 states, about 130 some markets within that 35 states, through all Canada on the World Network. If you go to Roku or Amazon Fire, you're in luck because you don't have to watch its condensed version. I don't want to say you don't have to watch commercials, because commercials is how we make our living, ladies and gentlemen, is off our good sponsors. I know they're commercial free, but then they don't know our sponsors. Oh, my God.
What are we going to do about that?
What are we going to do about that? Because sponsors, how I make a living. Oh, man. But you guys who have Roku or Amazon Fire, you do have it made. You can do a little binge watching, because every show is only going to be about 20-some minutes, I'll tell you that. But the rest of you good folks, watch it online, if you would. Go to maddogandmerrill.com. You can watch some of the old shows online. It's a fun show. We haven't had Fast Freddy on yet, but maybe if you're listening to this, we already have. But we have Fast Freddy on the keyboards. He's the best ragtime music player in the world, takes us in and out of the breaks. We do about 3 great segments of grilling with usually 2 recipes per segment. It's a fun show. It's a great show, but we can't do it without sponsors.
That's right.
And coming up in just 1 second or 2 is our good friend Jennifer. who represents our friends at Country Ovens Cherry Delight Products. And we'll be right back with Jennifer, if you would, please.
Louisiana Grills presents Mad Dog and Merrill's Midwest Grillin' Podcast. Brought to you by Louisiana Grills and Smokers, Pit Boss Grills, America's Pork Producers, Healthy Homegrown Wisconsin Potatoes, Sundrop Soda, Awesome Shrimp and Seafood, Shooting Star Casino, and by Cherry Delight.
For those who want the best, look no further than the Founders Series by Louisiana Grills. Distinguished grilling machines designed to raise the standard of your backyard culinary experience. The Founders Series beautifully combines the legacy of pellet grilling with the technology of today. If you want the best food, then you need the best grill. The Founders Series delivers robust versatility that enhances the sophistication of grilling with products worthy of the modern outdoor chef.
Welcome to summer. You're staying active, so turn to pork to fuel the fun. It brings the balanced nutrition you need with a burst of flavor you love. So bike on, hike on, golf on, grill on. Pork's got your summer covered. 100% fresh, 100% real pork.
Cherry Delight dried cherries provide a healthy snack and taste delicious. These tasty fruit snacks provide essential nutrients and vitamins. From chocolate-covered Cherry Delights to tart cherry juice, these snacks are full of nutrition. Order online at countryovens.com.
Well, I'll tell you what, Merrill, you and I had some great talks along the way. We had some great adventures.
Yes, we have.
And we mentioned a little bit earlier as Merrill and I were chatting that one thing that we really, really appreciate, and since the conception of Mad Dog and Merrill's Midwest Grilling, one of our great sponsors, and a show can't live without sponsors and great sponsors at that, is our good friends at Country Ovens with their great products called Cherry Delight. And you go to countryovens.com, by the way, to learn more as we're talking away here or afterwards. But we've got Jennifer on the line. Good morning, dear.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
We're doing good. I'll tell you, how's everything in Door County today?
Today's cold. But we're good. The sun is shining and it's beautiful.
Exactly right. Well, it's kind of common knowledge, I believe, that most of these the podcasts that we do and everyone does are kind of taped. So happy International Women's Day.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah.
That is such a nice little event they have going on, isn't it?
It really is. It really, really is.
It's kind of fun when they do shout outs to those little unique things. National Women's Day, that's fun.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. So, oofta. that's my way of saying happy International Women's Day. Oof, God.
I need a cold refreshment to do that, though. Later, Jennifer. We'll oof, God, yeah. Later.
Well, you know, we want to feel dragged down and bummed out, and we want to ask you how your lovely vacation was you just got off.
Well, you know, it was a lot warmer than it is now.
Where were you?
Went out to St. Croix in the U.S. Virgin Islands. It was beautiful.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I jumped on you. Where were you?
St. Croix.
Oh.
In the U.S. Virgin Islands.
Yeah,
it was
beautiful.
My wife wants to go there.
And the weather was good?
It was. It averages, their low, year-round low is 82. Their high is 86. Perfect. Caribbean breeze all day long.
I love it.
Absolutely gorgeous.
Good for you. So you're all tan and back in Door County and...
That I am, freezing again.
Facing reality.
Exactly right.
That's right.
Hey, speaking of freezing, you know, every year there's always a dilemma with all farmers and harvesting, and so is the cherry crop always in turmoil in winter times. How was the winter this year for the harvest and for the cherry blossoms coming up, the frost and stuff?
Well, so far so good. But, you know, where we run into problems is if we get an early spring. So things start to... thaw a little too quick, and then we get a late frost.
The buds start to come out, and then they get frost.
Correct. There's like a week-long period where they're, it's not even a week, it's a couple days, where the seed has water around it, and if a frost comes through, that water will freeze the seed, and then we lose the cherry for that year. You know, and it's kind of a plus and a minus, because the trees can only sustain so much growth anyhow. So if there's too many cherries, the cherries are smaller. However, if there's a frost that does come through, not that you ever want that, but sometimes those cherries get a little more plump and juicy.
And that just happened last year, the year before?
Yeah, we actually have had 2 years with smaller than average crops.
Yeah.
So that's kind of put a little pinch on the industry, but, you know, we'll always pull through and we'll always have your cherry products.
Yeah, and obviously, though, that fluctuates with the price of cherries, obviously, right?
Correct, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's probably the biggest driver of cherry pricing is whether it's juice or the dried cherries. It's always going to be driven by the crop for the year.
Well, if nobody's ever been up to Southern Door and Door County, now we're our good friends at Country Oven are in Forestville, and that's considered Southern Door County.
But, correct. But we're the first door in Door County. How's that?
What's that? The first door.
We're the first door in Door County.
And it's always unlocked and open for everybody.
That's right.
That's right.
And don't let the door hit you on the way out.
And way up.
On the way up, right.
Exactly right. And in Southern Door, you know, as a young lad, we used to go to Door County all the time with Merrill's wife, Diane, because we're cousins by marriage.
Well, that's fun.
Yep, so every summer we would actually travel as a family little venture, go to Fish Creek quite a bit, because that's where Grandma Arnold lived, which was Diane's grandmother. But we'd also then, from there, all of us would go up north to Gill's Landing.
Gill's Rock,
thank you very much.
Yeah.
Gill's Rock.
Yeah.
And at that particular time, it was a one-horse little hotel. And, mm-hmm. you know, things have changed in Door County, and there's quite a nice little tourism business. And what does drive people to Door County? And there is a lot of, I'm going to say Illinois, Milwaukee, Madison people, Iowa people coming up, driving up to Door County for what, Jennifer?
Well, you know, Door County is actually a really unique like geographical location. We've got each little village has its own flavor, its own personality. Each of them have amazing shopping, and you know, you've got these 1800 buildings, and they're set down into these little valleys, and you've got the water in the background and these beautiful trees and woodlands. And then, you know, there's the food is unbelievable. You know, I honestly don't know of a restaurant up here that doesn't have amazing food. You know, and then you've got the agricultural side, so spring with the cherry blossoms and the apple blossoms, and you got these orchards everywhere and vineyards all over the place for the wineries, and it's just a really unique experience. You know, they call it the Cape Cod of the Midwest, and it's earned that title, I think. It's beautiful.
So a great little destiny. And there really is. I mean, there's little zoos, there's little wineries, like you mentioned, there's orchards. And the tourism business really starts the same time as the cherry blossom time?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, you'll start to see an influx of traffic mid-May. Blossoms typically peak, the cherry blossoms, which is just, if you haven't been here in cherry blossom season, it is really something to see.
It's beautiful.
You can drive down the highway, and on both sides of the highway, you've got these, for as far as you can see, these beautiful white buds all over the place. And then the next orchard maybe has the pink ones, and the coloring is obviously either going to be an apple, a cherry, or a sweet cherry versus a tart cherry. But it's just as far as you can see, just these beautiful trees line the highway with these beautiful buds. And that's usually, that peaks right around Memorial Day weekend. So that's kind of the unofficial kickoff of summer for Door County.
Yeah. And hotels and bed and breakfast and little inns and stuff, they're up there for everyone to take advantage of, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Anything from, like you said, from a small bed and breakfast to, you know, I believe there's VRBO up here now and some beautiful resorts. Really beautiful, you know, waterfront resorts. Amazing sunsets. You've got to see a sunset in Door County.
It's beautiful.
And does it still set in the west there?
Well, occasionally, yeah. Sometimes it's more northwest or southwest, but it's pretty well west.
Yeah. You know, I think one main thing to say, which is really true, and when you go up there, it's not just bringing things and expecting to have a great time. It's bring your patients along with you, because there is a lot of flowage of traffic up there in the summertime, and there's a lot of people. But everybody has to relax and enjoy what's there in front of them at the time.
Yeah, you know, and you'll find that nobody up here is really in a hurry during the summer, which is great for a vacationer. You know, you come down into these little valleys, and the speed limit is typically 25 anyways. So you're going to be going around 20, 25, and it gives you the perfect opportunity to watch the water, watch the landscape, and see what kind of shops and restaurants and what kind of unique little adventure you can get yourself into.
Well, that's a nice thing about going up to North Door County, because you're going through all these little towns and everything, and the scenery's different. When you go up farther, you know.
Yeah, and there's two sides to the Door County. It's a peninsula, so we have the east and we have the west side. And as a rule, the west side's got a little more traffic, but a lot more shops and a lot more unique things to see. Where on the east side is a little more relaxing, the Algoma side, and going up that way.
Yeah, they used to call it the quiet side. They don't call it that anymore. It's on Lake Michigan. It's always a little bit cooler, so if the temperature's a little too hot on the bay side, then you go over to the lake side and it cools off a little bit more. But there is just as many, you know, beautiful, there's the breweries over there, there's a couple of them now, and a couple different theaters, and, you know, the Ridges Sanctuary, which is a beautiful park, and there's quite a bit to do on that side as well.
Yeah, and there's always a winery tour to be had, no matter where you're at, and I think you can even pick up a little, what do they call those little buses, the little tour buses? What do you call those darn things?
The trolley, the Door County trolley. Yeah,
thank you.
They do a lot of really cool. They've got a lighthouse tour, which, I mean, we've got a ton of lighthouses. They're just beautiful. So sometimes people just come up just for that, to view the lighthouses throughout Door County. They got quite a few little tours.
So now we're headed up to Door County. We've got everybody all excited about it. Let's talk about Forestville, Wisconsin. Let's talk about our good friends at Country Ovens, you good folks. It is the gateway to Door County. It is the destination to the journey to gather up all your cherry products, whether they're in season or not. You got them right there. So that's the best thing. So.
Yeah, that's kind of nice to have cherries year-round.
Exactly. Exactly. Let's talk a little bit about...
just in the summer. Yeah, they're delicious year-round.
Yeah, let's talk about Mike and the history of Country Ovens, if we should, please.
Sure. So back in 1987, Mike and Kathy, somebody had, you know, they were eating the tart cherries, and somebody mentioned to Kathy, wouldn't it be great if there was a way to dry these and sell them year-round? So Kathy kind of brainstormed it. She actually found a Ronco food dehydrator at a garage sale for like $5 and picked it up and dried it and passed it around to the friends, and that was the beginning of Cherry Delight. So everybody loved it, and now we're significantly larger than that, and we do sell international, and still the same drying process that we had an oven about 27, 28 years ago. We had an oven that was custom made for us to kind of perfect our drying process for Country Ovens, which is kind of unique for each manufacturer is going to do it a little bit different, but ours is a more of a slower, longer drying process at a lower rate, and we do that to really help keep the plumpness. We don't have to inject them with sugars or corn syrup or coat them with oils, because we just do it a little bit different.
And how long does it take to process?
24 hours. We dry 16,000 pounds of cherries at a time, and it takes 24 hours to dry them.
Yeah.
So, wow.
And it's amazing.
And it takes.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it takes 8 pounds of wet cherries to make 1 pound of dry cherries. So it's quite a bit to it.
And you do about a million and a third pound of wet cherries a year to dehydrate.
You know, we used to do 1.3. Now we're at 1.6.
Good for you.
Good.
Yeah, we've grown a little bit in the last couple of years. We've had some significant growth, so this is all good. And then, of course, you know, during that drying process, there's all that juice. So we collect that, and we were talking about wineries earlier, so we sell a lot of that juice off to the wineries. Typically, if you've had a cherry wine anywhere, it's probably from our cherries. And then, of course, we bottle it, and we've got our sports line. We deal with quite a few colleges, and...
And they, and let's go back to the sports drink again. They're called what again? There's one with whey in, one with protein.
Yep. We've got it's the Rapid Performance line, and we've got Rapid Red, which is 100% tart cherry juice, and then the Rapid Whey is 100% tart cherry juice with whey protein added to it.
And both are used to regenerate your muscles and your ability to go out and give her hell the next time even better.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's what I like about podcasts. You can swear.
Nobody gives a crap.
Nobody gives a damn.
That's right.
So once again, and if someone's interested in those, then go to Country Ovens, because you're in a lot of colleges, you're in a lot of sports facilities right now, and willing to grow more.
Absolutely. I think we're up to 16 colleges right now.
Isn't that great?
That's great.
Yeah, it is. And my sales buddy is Ryan. He's going to be meeting me in Oklahoma City in May at the CSCCA, which is a College Strength and Conditioning Association's conference. So that'll be fun.
Yeah.
And we're always interested in meeting new, strength and conditioning coaches, and dietitians are really, they really love our product, actually, the dietitians. So.
Yeah, and why wouldn't they? I mean, it's just all right there, and it's all natural.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's actually, tart cherries are the highest source of natural anti-inflammatory and the highest source of natural pain reliever, and it also provides a nice source of carbohydrates for athletes to get through their workout and keep the inflammation at bay, and kind of really helps them plug along. That's the rapid red. Rapid way then infuses, keeps that inflammation away, keeps the pain gone, and then gives them 12 grams of whey protein isolate to rebuild the muscle.
And let's talk about us non-athletic people who want the cherry juice just for the same benefits.
Sure. Arthritis and gout, it's been scientifically proven to neutralize uric acid, which is great for people with gout. Again, with arthritis, a high source of natural anti-inflammatory is going to keep the inflammation out of your joints. So those are two of the big ones that, we've got people coming in here every week to buy a case of juice just to keep that going, keep the inflammation gone, And now another one that came out just recently, I suppose not so recently, but it's the 8 ounces for 8 days challenge, and it's to reset your melatonin. And that's kind of nice.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a high source of natural melatonin, which gets you back into a normal sleep patterns, which is good.
And is that what's recommended, Jennifer? I mean, I say, is it 8 ounces per day type of thing, or?
Yeah, what I always tell everybody, Mad Dog, is you start out with probably 2 8-ounce glasses, only for like 2-3 days. So what you want to do is you want to build up those anthocyanins in your body. And so once you start building those anthocyanins and you start getting your, all of the, like your melatonin going, and you start getting everything regenerated and up to a usable, level, then you can kind of cut back and just do maybe 4 ounces in the morning and 4 ounces before bed.
Sure, maintenance.
I always recommend about an hour before bed, because it's going to, it'll help you to relax and then get you falling asleep.
Melatonin. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And is dry cherries the same principle applies, or is juice better?
The only two difference is the dry cherries. To eat a dry cherry without sugar is going to kind of bite you back. So there is a little bit of sugar in there. It helps to act as a preservative. But the 100% tart cherry juice, or even our rapid red, there's no sugar in there. So that's really the only difference.
Have they ever made cherry gummies?
Yeah, actually, I've got a recipe on our website.
I'll be darned.
For cherry gummies. They're wonderful. You just add a little bit of gelatin in there, and the recipe is awesome. And that's really nice for kids, especially if you've got, like, a toddler that's really struggling to get back to sleep. You make a couple of these cherry gummies and give that to them, and that helps to rebuild their melatonin. Now you're not giving your kid a synthetic melatonin. You can give them something that's all natural, and you're doing good by them.
Interesting. So why don't you give us your website?
CountryEvans.com. Cherry Delight, too. If that's easier to remember, is Cherry Delight. You can go to CherryDelight.com, and it'll redirect you right to the Country Ovens.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. And let's talk about Country Ovens. Let's talk about all the other great, because you take pride in, and on our television show, and I'll say it again, God love and thank you all the sponsors out there, and thank you, Jennifer, for Country Ovens, because we appreciate good value sponsors and good products to use on our show, because that's what we like to promote for people. And you guys got some of the highest quality products out there. And why don't we run through a few, you know, they can go on the website and see all the product lists, but let's just talk about a few of those and what they can expect to either. And I'm going to say this, you can order online individually. You can order gift boxes online. You can go online and do different characters of gift boxes, like maybe it's all for baking, maybe it's all for cooking, maybe it's all for snacks or for desserts.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can even customize and then just add a gift box at the end. So we really just kind of cater to what you need. One thing that we really, like you had said, we really kind of pride ourselves on the quality of our product.
You do.
We do. Yep. It's everything we have is of a higher standard, a higher quality, and at a good price point. We don't overcharge for our product at all.
No.
Honestly.
Yeah.
But yeah, we get the feedback that we get. Like if you go on our website and you just want to just check out and see, what are other people saying about our cherry preserves or our cherry juice? Read some of the reviews on there, and they're just fantastic. We've got a great product with great customer base that are really, they're good with their feedback, and we're excited about that. We've got, your company is only as strong as the customer service you provide and the product that you provide, and we're pretty blessed to have great customers and to be able to give them what they're looking for.
Sure.
The gift boxes, we do have them out year-round. We do specials throughout the year. We just had a Valentine's Day where, 1 pound of chocolate and a really super cute little Valentine's Day bag for, $16, and it includes shipping. So we've got another one of those coming out for Easter, too, if you want to keep checking back for that. Those are fun. And then I guess for our products ourselves, the product line, we just added a new one, and I'm actually really excited about this, and I needed to talk to you guys anyway, so I'm glad we're doing this. But we just launched a cherry habanero sauce,
And
it is by far my favorite product that we've got right now.
I accidentally finished that bottle that you sent along with Rod.
Dang it anyways, right?
yeah, something, and I honest to God, I dip everything in it. Meryl and I have been on the road a lot, so when we come home, it seems I'll go and get a broasted chicken for Lori and I because I'm coming home on a late Sunday or I'm leaving on a Friday morning. So on Thursday night, I don't feel like cooking. So if we get broasted chicken, rotisserie chicken, whatever the case may be. And that little habanero sauce is my dippables and my glazing and everything else. And that little bottle is literally, and I'll say it honestly, that baby is gone. And it was my go-to for the last 2.5-3 weeks.
Yeah, it's by far my favorite right now.
Yeah.
I actually have been mixing it with like mayo and the habanero sauce and just dipping fries in there. It's awesome.
Ooh.
Or
putting
that on a burger. It's awesome, guys.
I won't tell people what my belly's been doing with it, but I've been mixing it with a lot of things. But I've been eating it, honest to God, I like it just the way it's at. I pour it in one of those little glass cups that we have in our little cupboard up there. And I'm a dipper, and hamburgers and everything else, man, I've been using it on. That's been my go-to. But it's all gone, Jennifer.
Well, I'm going to have to send you some more.
Thank you.
It's not okay to be out of that.
No, it's not okay. But besides that, you have jalapeno sauces, you got salsas, you got mustards, you have preserves, you got some of the best chocolate fudge with cherry what do you call them?
Cherry morsels.
Morsels in them. Thank you.
Yeah. We've got a great lineup of our glass product like that. And of course the cherry pie fill. Oh my God.
Oh, the cherry pie fill. I tell everybody there's got to be a 1,000 cherries in every one of them pie filling jars.
Yeah.
I can say that because they can't sue me. If you said it probably wouldn't be true, but there's damn near 1,000 little cherries. It's the best pie filling they'll ever have.
Yes, no doubt about it.
You get for sure with this pie fill, you get more cherries than you do the fill.
Oh,
for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's loaded.
And of course, our piano man, Fast Freddy, gives you 2 thumbs up and 2 big toes up for your dark chocolate covered cherries and your regular milk chocolate covered cherries.
We actually, Mad Dog, I had to put a caution label on our website. I just did that not that long ago. It clearly has a caution sticker on this product that says this product is highly addictive and you may find yourself ordering over and over again.
Honest to God,
it truly
true.
Is that good.
And I'll say it to everybody, they're dehydrated cherries, which are pure mm-hmm. cherries, and the dark chocolate is of the highest quality, and so is the milk chocolate.
Yeah, they really are. It's a great product. And this one, we have people come in. I just had somebody stop in yesterday who drove up from Manitowoc. So for those listening, it's probably hour and a half from here, 2 hours. And he came up just for a 2-pound bag of dark chocolate covered cherries.
Yeah.
And it was snowing yesterday. Don't forget, it was snowing yesterday.
Yeah. It was amazing.
Just needed his 2-pound bag.
Yeah. Well, so everyone can go to countryovens.com or just Google in Cherry Delight, D-E-L-I-T-E, Cherry Delight.
Delight. And,
correct?
Nope, I was just repeating.
Yep, thank Delight. You. Yeah. And it's a nice website, and we talked about the health benefits. That's all on there with cherries. The online ordering is all on there. The product list is on there. Events that you have during the summer, which we're proud to always be a fact that you do have a customer appreciation every year, and it ends up being somewhere in July. And I think Saturday, July 23rd, Mad Dog Merrill and I'm assuming Fast Freddy.
Yes. We'll all be back up there.
Yeah. We'll be up there.
Maybe he didn't know it, but I guess right now he's part of the show, huh?
Yeah, you know, yeah. Something.
He just nominated him to come back.
Well, you know, he's paid the same damn amount, so I guess he is.
That's right.
Yeah. Not just with you, but with us.
Right.
And so we're all equals, and that's the way life should be with everybody, is all equal.
Absolutely.
That's for sure. Let's talk about the event on Saturday the 23rd. It's a great event. You go all out by putting nice tents up because usually it's hot outside and there's always shade for people.
Yeah, there is. This is going to be, I think this is year 9, if I'm not mistaken, that we've been doing the Cherry Delight customer appreciation.
I would think so.
And I think it is year 9. There's always, you know, we've got wine sampling. We've got, obviously, our products are out there. It's the only day of the year that now, because of COVID, we can't sample in the store anymore. But, that day we do set up the tents. We've got a sampling tent. So everything that we have is out there. And again, then there's some local vendors like the wineries that we work with. They come. We always have, cherry brats and just a fun day. And then, of course, we've got Mad Dog and Merrill who do some grilling, and you guys are always really generous about passing those out to the people in the audience.
Yep.
That's always a lot of fun.
And the pie eating contest.
Oh, the pie eating contest.
Yes. that's fun to watch. That's always a good time. So, yeah. And some music, upbeat music by Freddie, and that's quite the day.
Yep, exactly right. And mm-hmm. Freddie talks a little bit and tells everybody about the song he's playing, about life and about history and about philosophy in life, and that's Freddie.
That's right. That's why we love him.
That's why we love him.
And you can
come and meet Mike Johnson and his lovely family and everybody else, and that's always a good time, so that's fun.
Yes.
And once again, you can purchase all the products, obviously, are available to purchase that day, that's for sure, but you can sample them before you purchase.
Yep. Absolutely.
Which is nice.
And we got raffles and things we give away all day, too. It's just kind of a fun day.
Yeah.
Usually a bounce house out there for the kids and face painting, and it's a fun day.
Yeah. And then harvest time for the cherry season is around that time?
Well, yeah. It's usually, we kind of try to correlate the two. Hard with Mother Nature, she'll produce when she wants to, but typically harvest is right around that last week of July, last until mid-August.
And it's only about a 2-week period, so when it's harvest time, and is there like a Door County cherry harvest report people can go to?
On our website I always have which orchards are picking, and they all start their pick-your-owns at different times, and one of the things to kind of keep in mind is the warmer areas of Door County they're going to produce a little bit faster. So we'll have, southern door and on the bayside is probably going to start picking sooner than, you know, the northern door on the lakeside, if that makes sense. So the further north you go and closer to the lake, the orchard is, the later it's going to start to to ripe.
Yeah, absolutely.
Whereas the southern door and on the bayside is going to go a little faster. So the whole picking season does last, you know, several weeks because you do have them starting at different times.
Mm-hmm. And where's your favorite place to go eat up in Door County?
Favorite restaurant in Door County? You know, I love Glidden Lodge. I don't know if you guys have been out to
What's
that
it called?
Glidden Lodge.
No, never
I've
been there.
That. Yeah, that's on Lake Michigan. Kind of off the beaten path. It's a place all of its own. If you get a chance, look it up. Amazing food.
Yeah.
Donnie's Glidden Lodge, yeah.
Well, that's a nice thing, too. I mean, there's so many hidden areas or hidden places to go.
Mm-hmm.
It's just amazing. The same thing, you know, we talked about the breweries, but I love the breweries up there. They're just nice, friendly, big, you know.
Yeah.
It's great. It's fantastic.
The breweries, and now I think there's several distilleries now, too.
Yeah, it's kind of a big coming thing.
Yeah.
Any cherry vodka?
I bet.
Yes, there is.
I'm sure
actually,
there is.
I don't remember which one was doing the cherry vodka. I want to say it's Door Peninsula.
Yeah,
why not?
I bet. Yeah. And then, you know, and we don't want to, you know, harvest time's not like the end. We got beautiful fall colors.
Oh, my gosh. Up here, yeah. I would say, so, you know, there's a couple things. If you really kind of want a quiet vacation in Door County, I personally would come up in September.
After the kids go back to school and everything dies down just a tad bit.
Yeah,
everything is still open, but the families are kind of gone, and it's really a lot more quiet, but like I said, all businesses are open, the weather is beautiful, and there's still a lot to do. So I would come up in September. And then closer to, you know, the end of September, you'll start to see the fall colors start to change. And then the first 2 weeks in October are just gorgeous.
Yeah.
Absolutely gorgeous. You know, you could turn these, like I was saying earlier, you go down into these little valleys, and as you turn that corner to make your way down the valley, there's just a masterpiece of color across you look out across a bay and you got these beautiful colors all over the place, and you'll see a little church that's dotted in there and maybe a small bed and breakfast, and it's just gorgeous.
In the fall time, now, do they do the ghost tours there too?
They do. They have ghost tours. They've got, you know, two really fun festivals. There's, Egg Harbor has a pumpkin patch, which is a lot of fun, and then Sister Bay has Fall Fest. And those are the two big weekends in October. And then, you know, after those kind of trickle off, then you get into the Halloween. And that's really when those ghost tours, and again, on the trolleys.
Right.
Ghost tours. A lot of fun.
And then right after that comes the 12 days of Christmas gift boxes.
Absolutely. Right at countryevans.com.
Is it?
We start up our 12 days of Christmas.
Yeah.
Lots of fun. That's, you know, we release a new gift box, and we change them. We keep some of our favorites. There's some that people, you know, they order those same ones every year, so we keep them. But then we kind of change out and keep them a little bit fresh, too. We add some new ones in there every year. So.
Exactly right. And that's at countryovens.com. And the gift boxes, I mean, if you're a corporate, if you've just got an anniversary gift, if you want someone who loves to cook and you want to send a beautiful gift box, you don't know what to buy them, honest to God, go to countryovens.com, and they're nice boxes, professionally done. You got every day you send out boxes and boxes and boxes.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, you do. I know you do.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
It's interesting too. You know, it's just kind of just with that Valentine's Day that we just did the promo that we got done with. I had somebody received a package, one of our little gift bags. And she called me the day after, and she said, that was the sweetest little gift I've ever gotten, and I need to order six of them now.
Isn't that great? Exactly right. Exactly. And who wouldn't want to?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then, of course, it was the dark chocolate, too, right?
Exactly right. Oh, God. And you got no problem sending the chocolate-covered cherries, right?
No, we always watch our weather. You know,
yeah.
When you're sending chocolate, you kind of have to watch. And even sending juice in the wintertime, you know, you got to watch what you're doing.
Sure.
But, you know, we've got a pretty low error rate as far as that goes.
Yeah.
We don't
Yeah.
You know, we've been doing this for quite some time. We're pretty good at it.
And off the subject too, I want to put a shout out to Door County Candles. We're during the Ukraine crisis here. They've been doing and supporting Ukraine by making the colors candles of Ukraine and sending those out. The assumption is the money's going to good causes.
It absolutely is. Christiana is a wonderful, wonderful girl. We've been working with her. She started, she's a new owner of Door County Candle.
Oh, she is, yeah.
And she is. She just bought that this past summer, and she's doing a great job with it. But she started the Door County Delivered, which is a gift bags program.
Yeah.
And so we've worked with her since she started that, and she's just a great, great girl, and we're really proud of the work she's doing and the effort she's putting into this. Her family is from Ukraine, and it really is touching to see our community as a whole and the businesses that are supporting her and helping to raise money.
So yeah.
She's doing a great job. We're really proud of her.
Exactly right. Well, good for her. Good for all Door County.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, you know, as we're chatting here, I'm going to say one more time, countryovens.com. I'm going to tell folks that the cherry blossoms and the tourism begins up there, and the shops all open up for sure by Memorial Day weekend. And the harvest time is the same time we're going to be up there, which is July, Saturday, July 23rd, somewhere in that area. But they can always check online with you folks to see who's doing the picking and what orchards are. Down in your area, your neck of the woods, Southern Door area, the cherry picking starts first and then heads on up towards the colder, which is a little bit more, takes a little more time for the cherry blossoms, thus takes a little more time for the cherries to produce.
Absolutely.
Northern
and you can just keep checking our website too. Like I said, I keep that updated. So as I get the information from the orchards, I always pass that on to our customers as to when they're going to start.
Yeah.
You know.
Yep.
Which orchards are picking and when they're, how long they got.
Yeah. And before we let you go, Jennifer, did we miss anything as we're talking here? As hosts, we want to be generous and be grateful, gracious.
Yeah, I think we really kind of covered a lot, didn't we?
I think we really did. Even your vacation. Even your vacation.
I know.
Yeah. Want to put a plug in for your, want to put a plug in for Adam's construction company?
Sure. A.J. Dykert Construction does a great job.
What's the name of it?
A.J. Dykert.
A.J. Dykert. Okay. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, check out that website. That's another good one up here.
Yeah, there you go. But in the meantime, it's countryovens.com. It's our good friends with the Cherry Delight products and our good friends Jennifer, Mike, and the whole gang up there. And we'll be seeing you soon. And once again, Meryl hasn't tasted the. And I'm going to add to the people with the habanero sauce. Habanero sounds hot. It's a very, very flavorful pepper, and you use it to perfection, not for heat, but more for the flavor of that pepper, and it's delicious.
Yeah, it's not an overbearing heat.
No, not at all.
It's a wonderful, wonderful balance.
A cracker with cream cheese and that on top.
Yep.
Oh,
yum. Well, I'm going to have to send 2 bottles now.
Yeah,
that was the hint, exactly. Yeah. And you folks come up with your own ideas and go to countryovens.com and order some today, if you would, please. Jennifer, always a blessing talk with you. Thank you, dear. We'll see you soon.
You too. Thank you, boys. Have a great day.
You betcha. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Ask your grocer for the sweet, thick, rich flavor of Mad Dog and Merrill's award-winning sauces, seasonings, accessories, and so much more. Or visit maddogandmerrill.com and go to the online store.
Ask your grocer for Mad Dog and Merrill.
Calling kids of all ages, visit the world's largest Sundrop University Museum.
Tour the old streets of Shawnee.
Watch a movie on the history of Sundrop.
Watch Sundrop being bottled.
Belly up to the tasting room.
Visit the gift shop.
Drink local, be happy.
Twigsbeverage.net.
The deep waters of Argentina hosts a colony of all-natural, sushi-grade, royal red colossal shrimp, so tender and flavorful, there's only one word to describe it.
Awesome!
Fast Freddy here with my buddy Rebel from
Awesome Shrimp.
If you want that same awesome shrimp that Mad Dog and Merrill grill on the show, check out awesomeshrimp.com.
Order online or find a market near you. Awesome Shrimp and Seafood.
Hey, our name says it all.
Did you know 1 out of 8 of your neighbors face hunger every day?
We're Mad Dog and Merrill, ambassadors to Feeding America. Just $1 donated provides 4 meals to your neighbors in need.
Go to feedingamerica.org.
So it was fun talking with Jennifer, that's for sure.
Well, it was. I'll tell you, a lot of people don't realize of all the different benefits and wonderful things that you can do with Door County. You know, you just sort of take it for granted, but it's just, it's great. We go every year.
Every year to Door County. The health of benefits with Cherries, that's for sure. And off the subject now, we talk a little bit about the grills that we use. The pellet grills are great because we can do a lot of smoking. Merrill, what have you been smoking lately on yours?
Hey, bourbon.
Bourbon.
You can smoke bourbon on there. I can't wait to do it for the show, especially for Fast Freddy there. But I take bourbon and put it like in a glass jar, and I only smoke it for
like
about
a mason jar. That
yep, mason
withstand
jar
a little
work,
heat.
Yep. I've even done it in a regular, you know, a glass pan.
Sure, like a Pyrex pan.
Right.
So it has more surface.
Yeah, and you only want to do it seriously for about 4 or 5 minutes. I've tried a little bit longer on there, and it's just a terrible taste. But you just want a slight taste.
So you don't want to plunge in. You don't want to get a smoke pungent.
Right.
All you want to do is get a scent of the smoke on the bourbon.
And I found out that I'm using the glass. I'm just putting the bourbon in the glass, and I'll set that on the grill, and then I'll even smoke that even with the pellet bands or the pellet tubes.
Oh yeah.
I just light the pellet tube.
The one we talked with Steve.
Those
units that you get that you can put pellets in and light up, and you can put that on any grill.
So that's all you got to do. So anybody that even has got a gas grill or charcoal grill at home, they could do the same thing. You light the tube, place it in there, and then I go ahead and set the glass right inside the grill, put the top down, let the vent open, and let it go for about 4 or 5 minutes.
So I'm just going to say, 280 degrees?
Yeah, not even on that, because you're just using you're just
225, it's just a smoke.
Yeah,
it's just a cool smoke.
Yeah.
So 180.
Yeah, yeah. And that's all you have to do. But the flavor is just phenomenal on there. It really, really is. Makes a good old fashioned for sure.
And before we let you good folks go here, don't forget our good friends at Feeding America. We're the ambassadors to Feeding America this year in any ways that you can help out in helping those in need. We talk about food all the time. We don't go without our bellies full all the time, but there's millions of people out there each and every year that do, and they need your help. Monetarily might be the best way to help Feeding America, because then they have purchasing power with companies that do donate. Good friends of ours, like at the Pork Producers of Wisconsin, and also our Wisconsin Potato Growers, who are great sponsors of us, also sponsor Feeding America, and you can do so too. So anyway, go to maddogandmerrill.com, ladies and gentlemen. We won't see you next time, but you'll hear us.
That's right.